Hello and welcome to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. This is a series that shares the stories of women and men who have had breast cancer. It's also where you'll hear the voices of our nurses, researchers and experts who help to provide support for today and hope for the future to anyone affected by breast cancer.
Hello, I'm Claudia. So recent research from Breast Cancer Care has found that 8 out of 10 women with breast cancer say that their weight changed during their treatment, yet only 1/3 of them were told by a healthcare professional that this could happen. The Daily Express featured the story of one woman from London, Fiona Neville Pardeva, who gained more than a stone in weight since her diagnosis last year. She said, "Sometimes I just don't recognise myself, on the inside or the out." Today I'm joined by Rachel Rawson, who is our Senior Clinical Nurse Specialist here at Breast Cancer Care. She's worked as a breast care nurse and speaks to women every day on our helpline and our Ask Our Nurse email service. Rachel, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
So what impact can weight change have on someone, such as in Fiona's story?
What we know is that women very often will gain weight either during or after their treatment. And I think what many women don't realise is that this can happen. I mean, certainly from our survey that was borne out, and anything from a few pounds to, as in Fiona's story, a stone or more. And what women find is that at the end of treatment, with all the other side effects that they're dealing with, whether that be after surgery, after chemotherapy, or when they're on hormone therapy, the added burden of weight gain can be really, really difficult to both accept and to try to lose that weight when the treatment has finished.
Yeah, and as you said, not many people know that this will happen, and our report found that only 1/3 of women were told that this could happen by a healthcare professional. What conversation do you think doctors should be having with people?
I think it's really, really important that for nurses and the clinical team as a whole, I think it's important for them to remind women that they may and more likely will put on weight. Some women do lose weight, but the majority of women will gain weight during treatment. And not to know that and not to expect it and then to be faced with weight gain can be a really, really difficult thing to cope with. So yes, if healthcare professionals can have that conversation, then at least women are aware of it.
Yes, and another side of the story is around the anxiety that women feel after their treatment ends, when they might be thinking, what can I eat now? What might bring my cancer back? What diet advice should people take with regards to breast cancer recurrence?
I mean, what we know is that keeping weight within normal limits of your body mass index is really important in terms of breast cancer recurrence. And if you wanted to look at what your normal body mass index should be for your height, you can go onto the NHS website and look up body mass index, and you'll be able to work out what's right for you. So in terms of what you might want to choose to eat or not eat, that's a very personal thing. But actually, there is lots written in the media, and this can be really, really confusing and frightening for women to read about particular diets that might be right for you or foods to avoid. But actually, there's no really, really strong evidence that changing diet will change what happens with breast cancer in the future. And eating a really well-balanced, well-rounded diet, moderation in things like thinking about sweets and chocolate and cake and those kinds of things which will increase weight, potentially anything that contains sugar. So yes, just ensuring that you're eating a well-balanced diet and eating those really nice foods that you might enjoy at times in moderation, and keeping your weight within normal limits for your height is what's important in terms of breast cancer recurrence.
Mm. Yeah, and you're right. If women aren't getting that information from their doctors, it's likely they're going to look online. And another stat from our report showed that 68% of women with breast cancer think that there are conflicting messages around diet and breast cancer online. This seems especially true around foods that might cause recurrence. So where can people find reliable and trustworthy information on diet, and whether that's for weight loss or for living healthily after breast cancer treatment?
I think we've got to remember that some women will lose weight and will want to put weight on. And for those women who have put weight on and want to lose it, then they are really going to be talking to their clinical team, their breast care nurse. They can ring us at Breast Cancer Care and we can talk things through with them there, 0808 800 6000. They can look on our website. There's excellent information about diet and also exercise, which can play a part as well. But diet's the most important thing if you're thinking about weight management. And also just keeping an eye on what sources they're using in terms of what they're reading. So bear in mind that the press will spin a story and it can really have little evidence behind it. So going and checking out with somebody who's reputable, for example, Breast Cancer Care, will really help them to make those choices.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Rachel. As Rachel said, if you have any questions or concerns about diet or weight change or breast cancer, you can speak to our nurses through our Ask Our Nurse email service or on our free helpline, which Rachel mentioned, and the number again for that is 0808 800 6000. You can also find healthy recipes, exercise videos and tips from women who've gained and lost weight after breast cancer treatment in Becca, which is our free app that helps you move forward after treatment.
Thank you for listening to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. Make sure to subscribe to our channel on your preferred podcast service to hear our next episode. If you have any questions or concerns from listening today, you can find information on our research, services and campaigning on our website at breastcancernow.org.